Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com. Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 899 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in from Anna today, but before we get to her question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, who is DesignCrowd. Now, if you're stuck on ideas on how to develop your logo or your website or business cards, connect with a bunch of creative minds around the world with DesignCrowd. They have over 500,000 designers worldwide that are there to help you with your custom graphics. So it doesn't matter what kind of business you have, you can get the perfect custom design every time or you get your money back. So check out designcrowd.com/askpat, learn more, and download your free guide to crowdsourcing great logos, graphics, and websites for your business. And you can get $100 off your next design when, again, you go through that link, which is designcrowd.com/askpat, and you enter the promo code askpat. All right, thanks so much, and here's today's question from Anna.
Hi, Pat, this is Anna. I don't have a website or even a business name yet, but I would like to be able to give bookkeeping lessons to businesses and new bookkeepers by print and video. I would also like to build a community so that businesses can ask bookkeepers questions, and this could build trust and maybe even lead to a client for the bookkeeper. My problem is that I'm having trouble with the research. I've tried the Facebook groups to find out what businesses are struggling with, but I'm not having very good results with that. So do you have any suggestions on how I can research this to be able to give my audience what they need? Thank you so much for everything you do, and I appreciate your time.
Hey, Anna, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. You know, Facebook groups is not always the best approach. Now, that is a great approach. I know a lot of people who have done a lot of great research and have connected with potential customers have used those relationships that were built there to actually discover what products were created and even pre-sell products too, specifically through Facebook groups. But not all niches are going to work in that way. There are many other places online where you can do your research and find people who could potentially become customers, or at least people who will help you determine what it is that you should be creating. And in the world of bookkeeping and finances, a great place to go to would actually be LinkedIn, Anna. There's a lot of business-to-business type stuff, businesses talking to other businesses about things, and that is a great place where there are likely conversations happening right now related to bookkeeping, where you can go in and even on the sidelines see what conversations are already happening. Now, if you could come in to those conversations and add value and actually provide answers that make sense and really help people out, I mean, you can automatically and in a very short time period begin to start becoming a little bit of an authority in that space. And what then is able to happen is you can begin to start having conversations with individuals who seem to be having problems or issues or needing some sort of solution around this. And then you can kind of use the messaging systems within LinkedIn, just like you can with most other social media platforms, to begin actually doing your research. Now, you don't necessarily need to be in a group to do your research. You can find where groups of people exist outside of social media groups. So forums, for one, would be a great place to go. You can find personal finance blogs that talk about bookkeeping, and you can look at the comment section of those blog posts to determine what people like or dislike or experiences that they might be having. Another great place to look at questions that people are asking related to your topic is a tool that I found recently called answerthepublic.com. So if you were to actually type in bookkeeping or bookkeeping services or bookkeeping questions or questions about bookkeeping within that tool, you're on the next page, on the results page, going to get all the questions that are important that are listed in and around that topic. And it's a great place for you to determine what content to create if you're a blogger or a podcaster. It's also a great place if you're doing research to determine what the biggest struggles are that people are having. So again, that tool is answerthepublic.com. And just a forewarning, if they haven't changed the website yet, just beware there's kind of a guy that kind of greets you on the page, which is very strange and unexpected. But I mean, he's not like crazy ugly or anything like that, but he's just you go there and you'll see. So answerthepublic.com. And finally, you know, make sure that you try to get to a point where you're having conversations with people. So you might want to actually reach out to business owners that you know already and ask them questions about their bookkeeping and things like that, so that you can dive in and find that golden level of topics that seem to be of most interest to people related to what it is that you have to offer. And what's cool about this, you mentioned that you don't have a website or email list yet, and you don't need an email list or a website to do this kind of stuff. You're right in the middle of it, which I know can be difficult sometimes. Now, because you got shot down on Facebook, don't worry about it. Move on to the next space. Find the other influencers out there who already have built trust with this audience and see if you can go and penetrate those markets and get on their radar and begin to start adding value. And then you can start having conversations. So Anna, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I hope this has been helpful and I want to wish you all the best. And I also want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. So thank you so much. And we'll get that to you in a few weeks. And other than that, for those of you who are listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I look forward to serving you all next episode, which is episode 900. And here's the thing. If you aren't subscribed now, subscribe now so you can get episode 900 directly to you, because that'll be the first episode where I drop in a clue that could help you potentially win $1,000 leading up to episode 1,000 later this November. So the five episodes leading up to episode 1,000, which is coming this year, we're almost at 900. So 100 more episodes to go. The five before 1,000, I'm going to be giving away to five lucky winners, and you'll hear more about how exactly you're going to enter. But there will be a clue in the next episode, so make sure you subscribe. I'll be giving away $1,000 a day leading up to the thousandth episode of Ask Pat. How crazy is that? 1,000 episodes. That means there's 1,000 t-shirts out there. Well, there's been a couple people who have asked multiple questions, but there's probably more than 1,000 t-shirts out there already, because I've given away a number of t-shirts on Ask Pat Live. And sometimes I've given away two because it's like a father-son or mother-daughter situation going on. And I love hooking up the kids with Ask Pat shirts too. But anyway, make sure you subscribe so you get episode 900 and you'll hear the clues along the way. I won't give away clues on every episode, but I will give away a clue in episode 900, which will all add up to a way for you to enter into the drawings. And so there you go. It's something that only you Ask Pat listeners will likely be able to get involved with. And so the earlier you can get in, the better. Subscribe now if you haven't already. And thank you so much for listening in. And as always, I'd like to end with a quote. And today's quote, to end the month of June already. We are over halfway through the year. Golly, that's crazy. This is by Ignatius Loyola. And that is, teach us to give and not to count the cost. Hear, hear. Take care, guys. Thank you so much. I look forward to serving you in the 900th episode of Ask Pat. These numbers are so high, I can't even say them properly. The 900th episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.